This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A strike by Safeway workers in Colorado is rolling out in bits and pieces. Workers in Grand Junction joined the picket line yesterday, temporarily shutting down the store. Safeway employees at stores in Pueblo, Estes Park, Castle Rock, Littleton, and Fountain are also on strike. The union says it will continue contract negotiations with Safeway today. A new report card ranks Colorado number 10 in the nation and number 1 in the Rocky Mountain region when it comes to health. It was issued by the Commonwealth Fund. Colorado did better than average for people with medical debt in collections and adult obesity, but it scored worse for when it comes to children getting needed mental health care. Colorado's uninsured rate fell for both adults and children after Medicaid expanded under the Affordable Care Act. The U.S. Senate is considering changes to the federal budget reconciliation bill passed by the House. Governor Polis warns that those changes could harm Colorado's clean energy industry. CPR's Ishan Thakur reports.
A tax proposal from the U.S. Senate Finance Committee would phase out tax credits for solar and wind projects. Such credits support at least 77 projects in Colorado, like battery storage, solar, wind, and carbon capture, worth over $3 billion. Governor Polis and Will Tor, the head of Colorado's Energy Office, sent a letter to the Finance Committee saying the changes would increase energy costs for Coloradans. The Senate proposal is less extreme than a House version, which rolled back credits for everything but nuclear energy. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A Colorado restaurant has won the highest honor in this year's James Beard Awards. Frasca Food and Wine in Boulder was chosen as the nation's most outstanding restaurant. Frasca opened in 2004. It serves northern Italian food. This is CPR News and KRCC.